सुखम आत्म सिद्धम जाता बुद्धि ग्राह्य हम मत इंद्रियम देखी यात्रा न चैवाया पिता चलती तत्पथ
एवरी वन ऑफ अस इज सर्चिंग आफ्टर हैप्पीनेस बट यू डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज रियल हैप्पीनेस द रियल हैप्पीनेस इज थिंक ऑफ रियल हैप्पीनेस व्हाट इज रियल हैप्पीनेस दैट इज बीइंग डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा टू अर्जुन व्हाट इज दैट रियल हैप्पीनेस Happiness we feel through our senses. Because material, dead stone, has no sense. Therefore, dead stone cannot see happiness or distress. Now this consciousness, to develop consciousness, sees happiness and this is more than undeveloped consciousness. Just like the trees. The trees, they have got also consciousness. But it is not developed consciousness. Therefore, the trees are standing on the road or any path. But they have no sense of feeling the misery. Now suppose a human being is asked to stand like the tree, at least for 3 days, or it is impossible. Because he cannot tolerate such kind of disease. So, the conclusion is that every living entity feels the pleasure and happiness according to the developed consciousness of his being. Similarly, the happiness which you are feeling now in the material mixture, that is not real happiness. That is not real happiness. If you ask the tree, are you feeling happy? The tree will say, yes, I am feeling happy standing here, the whole year. And the wind and snowfall have enjoyed very much. So that sort of happiness the tree may enjoy. But you as human beings will show this is the standard of his enjoyment. So, similarly, there are different kinds and different grades of living entities. Standard of feeling happiness and misery are also different ways. Animal, in the animal kingdom, there are no sense. One animal is being slaughtered, the other animal is seeing. Because he has no knowledge, the next time he is being slaughtered, but he is chewing some grass. He's happy. He's thinking that I'm happy. Next moment, he will be flattered, but he does not know. So these are all different grades of happiness. But the highest standard of happiness is described here. Sukham atam sitam jat tad bhukti grayam atindriyam. Buddhi grahyam matindriya. Buddhi means intelligence. One has to be intelligent. If you want to enjoy life, then you must be intelligent. That's like the animals. They are not intelligent enough. Therefore, they cannot enjoy life as a human being can. Thanks. So here, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that buddhi grahyam atindriyam. Atindriyam. Just take the example of a dead man. The senses, the hands, the nose, the sense organs and everything is there. but now it cannot enjoy. Oh, the dead body, it cannot enjoy. Why? This requires intelligence. Why the dead body cannot enjoy? What is the difference? The body is lying there, the hands and the nose and the legs and the eyes and all other sense organs are there, but why the dead body cannot enjoy? That requires intelligence. That means that the enjoying energy, the spiritual part, that has gone away. Therefore, it has no power to enjoy. Then, if you make advance further with intelligence, then you will understand that actually the body was not enjoying, but that is little spark, spiritual spark, that was it. Not this body. This requires little intelligence. I am thinking that I am enjoying with my sense organs. But you are not enjoying. The real enjoyer is that small spiritual spark within you. That spiritual spark has got the potential of enjoyment, but that is not being manifested on account of being covered by this material tabernacle, and therefore this enjoyment is not possible. This requires little intelligence. So where is the enjoyment for the dead body? The dead body no more can enjoy. Suppose if a man is offered a dead body of a beautiful woman, will he accept? Or a woman is offered a dead body of a beautiful man, will he accept? No. Because that enjoying far he moves now. That requires intelligence. Who is enjoying? Who is enjoying? The enjoying spirit. The spirit is enjoying, not the heart. That requires intelligence. Then again, now, if that spirit is enjoying, then the spirit must have enjoying senses also, otherwise how it can enjoy? If you have no enjoying sense organs, then how you can enjoy? The branch cannot enjoy. Therefore it is accepted that the spirit soul, although it is very small atomic, we cannot measure. Several times I have visited here, that the measurement of the small, my infinitesimal spirit spark is just 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of your breath. It is so small, but that does not mean just like we are incapable to measure something, we define that point has no length, no breadth, but actually it is a fact. If you see a point with microscope, you will find the point has increased to 1 inch round, and it has got length and breadth. Similarly, we have no capacity to make a measurement of the soul, but there is. And there are senses of that spiritual spark. There are. Without the spiritual spark having the senses, how this body is grown? This body is just like dress. When you speak of dress, the dress is made according to your body. If you go to a tailor, the tailor will take measurement of your body and the dress will be supplied to you. Similarly, unless the spiritual part has got body, how these have the grace of this material Savatran level has grown? These require intelligence. There was a controversy that is that spiritual part is not impersonal. It is actually personal. The soul is actual personal. As God is actual personal, similarly, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme, therefore, if I am a person, then God must be personal. God is the father of everyone. Now, if I am the son, I have got personality, I have got individuality. How can you deny the individuality and personality of the Supreme Lord? These things require intelligence. Intelligence. So suppose atamsiyangasta, buddhi graiham atindriyam. Atindriyam. Atindriyam means you have to transcend this material sense. Then you can actually appreciate what is happening. Just like the other day, I expressed the happiness of the yogi. Ramante yogina anante tasyanande siddhatmani. Ramante yogina anante, the yogi, those who are transcendentalists, aspiring after spiritual life, they are called yogis. Astra yogi, jnana yogi, jnana yogi, there are so many departments of yogi. Now, they also enjoy. Their whole process is to concentrate upon the Vishnu Murti, Vishnu form within the heart. And unless there is pleasure, there is no enjoyment. Wow, what is the use of controlling the senses and focusing the mind on the super soul within the heart? There is pleasure. What sort of pleasure that is? That pleasure is ananta. Ananta means endless. And yogina, yogina ramante, yogina anante. Ananta means that pleasure is not endless. That pleasure, why it is not endless? Because spirit is eternal and the Supreme Lord is eternal, therefore reciprocation of their loving exchange, they are eternal. They are eternal. The living spirit is eternal, the Lord is eternal, and their exchange of feelings, a loving feeling, that is also eternal. So one who is intelligent, these who will fled from this sensual enjoyment of this material body, which is fleeting, which is not in essence, and to seek that enjoyment of spiritual life. That is called rāpari. You have heard about Lord Krishna's rāpari. That is not ordinary. Exchange of feelings of this material body. That is exchange of feelings of the spiritual body. So, sukham ātamsinanga sa buddhigra. One has to use his intelligence to understand what is real happening. Foolish man cannot understand what is real happening. Intelligence. So, as soon as one becomes intelligent, the next slope is described. Deti jatrana kaivayam sitaskalati tattataha. One who does not know what is real happiness, they are seeking happiness in this material world. There is a nice story. A man and a friend was advised by his friend that if you chew sugar cane Oh, it is very nice. The friend was advised to choose Sura Ten. He had no experience. What is Sura Ten? So he asked his friend, oh, what is Sura Ten? The friend suggested, it is just like a bamboo log. So the foolish friend began to chew all kinds of bamboo logs. Now, how he can get the sweetness of the sugar cane? Similarly, we are trying to have happiness and pleasure, but we are trying to derive happiness, pleasure, eschewing this material body. So therefore, there is no happiness, there is no pleasure. Oh. For the time being, there may be a little feeling of pleasure, but that is not actual feeling. That is, for temporary, just a slight focus of that light. In the sky, we find some lightning, but real lightning is beyond that. So, Desi Jatra Nati Vayam Sitasyam Sitasataha, because persons they do not know what is happening, Sitasyalati, Tattva, real happiness that created from reality. Janalabdha Chapanamalaham Vannati Nadisam Tattva. But this real happiness, we are trying to be situated in that position of real happiness by practice of this Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness will gradually develop our intelligence, real intelligence. Then we can naturally like to enjoy the spiritual happiness. And as we make progress and get test of spiritual happiness, so proportionately we give up the test of this material. Bhakti parikhan bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti, this Krishna consciousness is gradually developed in realizing, understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. Parikhan bhava. Parikhanubhava. As we make progress to understand the absolute truth, naturally we become detached from this false happiness we are trying to enjoy. Bhakti parikhanubhava virakti annatrasya. Now, here it is stated, janglabdha chaparamulabham mannati nadhikam tataha. If somebody somehow or other achieve or death or is promoted to that stage, then what is the result? The result is jangalambha. By achieving such things, a transcendental state, chaparangrahamam mannatena, other achievements, they become insignificant. Here, we are trying to achieve so many things. We are trying to achieve so many riches, strength, fame, and beauty, and knowledge. So many things we are trying to achieve. But as soon as to become properly situated in Krishna consciousness, achievement, then he thinks, oh, no achievement is better than this. Jagalambha, chaparangalabham. Aparangalabham means other kinds of achievement. They will be considered as sin. It is so big, this Krishna consciousness, that one who understands and has a little test, Sarkumopiyasya dharmasya prayati muksuma. A little test can save one from the greatest danger. And as he makes progress, and a real test, then he says, well, all other achievements are useless, nonsense, incompetent. Janglabdha chapram lagham mannati nadhikam tata jasmin sito nadukhena guru nati vicharate. I am very glad to inform you a practical example. One of our students was put into very unfavorable condition, but she was not at all disturbed. Here's the description. Practice. Confidence. And we are also not disturbed. We thought, oh, Krishna is there. He will not be put into this. He cannot be put into this. But here, it is said, jasmin sito na dukkhena guruna vicharate. If one is situated firm in Krishna consciousness, the greatest type of danger cannot disturb. It is such an idea. Jasmin sito na dukkhena guru nati. Guru, guru means very heavy. Very heavy. Guru nati dukkhena na vijalati. He is not disturbed. He is not disturbed. Of course, it may be his story. But I am telling you of my practical life. In 1942, there was heavy bombing in Calcutta. Heavy bombing in Calcutta, by once or twice bombing, all the population vacated. Calcutta was a city of moment. But there were, of course, many people remained there. So those people who could not leave the city for some action or some other business. So, somehow or other, I had to remain in the city. And on the 12th December 1942, I remember, there was heavy bombing. But fortunately, we stayed for that. We saw that something bad was going on. Then I said, yes. So what can be done? There may be so many dangers in our life because it is the place only full of danger. So do not know because we are trying to address it. That is our food. We should, just like in a railway carriage, you are being transported from one place. It is supposed to be crowd. So, instead of adjusting the crowd, better tolerate for a few hours and get down and go to your business. Similarly, we may have many dangerous spots in this material life. But, if we are preparing ourselves for going back to Krishna in Krishna consciousness, then these things should be not cared for. Let them happen. Agamopaina nityatam kritikasabhara. They come and go. Let them happen. The bombing was not for all the days. Let them take place for a few hours, or 3 days. We have to adjust like that. But it is very difficult to adjust. But once we situated in Krishna consciousness, he is not disturbed. He is not disturbed. That is the technique of not being disturbed. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, to become free from this material and dance. There is a very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Samasthitudi padapallabam plavam mahatpadam punnajasupurari pavam budhivastapadam param padam 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 jadjupadam natesham. samāsthitavade parapallabhaplamo.
Now this material world is compared with a great ocean. And actually, those who have traveled on the sea, now they have seen Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. This is only a spark. This ash is only a spark in this material universe. So we have got these two big oceans, Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Just imagine that within this universe, millions and millions of planets are floating. How many Atlantic and Pacific Oceans are there? So this is actually great ocean of misery. Baba Muli, it has to say, is a great ocean of birth and death. So Baba Muli, samasthitadi padavna, in order to cross the ocean, he requires a very nice boat, a strong boat, many times, cross. So we have to cross over the ocean of Nisan material. And what is that boat that is lotus feet of Krishna? You take shelter of the boat, which is Krishna's lotus feet. Samasthita. Take with great faith that I am now accepting this boat as my life boat. And what is the result? Now, Mahapadam, a gone thing that, oh, Krishna's boat or feet is so small. No, it is Mahapadam. Mahapadam means the whole material creation is resting on its legs. Mahapadam, Punyajasum Dari. So one who has taken shelter, that for him, this great ocean of Nisaya is just like the water containing on the impression of soft legs. Of course, we have not seen it in India, but it's here, because the tusks and towels, they go on the bacterial ground, and in the rainy season, their hooks make holes, and in that hole, there are some water. So that water, see, great ocean is compared like that. So nobody has any difficulty to cross. So, bhavam buddhi vatsa padam param padam. And for them, those who are taken center of Krishna consciousness, for them, is waiting param padam, the supreme above. Padam padam jad vipada anati. This place, where in every state there is danger, this place is unfit for them. Padang padang jadam vipadangana tesham. It's very nice. So, jasmin sitovana dukkhena dhuna dhikarvati. If you are actually situated, prasna samsakta, under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then, do not be detained. Very heavy signs of danger may be before me. I cannot be disturbed. Or anyone who has taken the center like that, he will never be disturbed. Never be disturbed. Tanvin Pyar, Dukkhasang Juva, Bhyavang Juva Sangitam, San Ishtrayana, Juktapya, Juva, Nidbinna, Chitata. Tang-vidyār, dukkha-saṅgyūva, bhyavam, jūva-saṅgyā. Now, this understanding of misery happiness can be appreciated by the jūva process. That's what yoga practice is so important. Nanishtayana yukta bhang yuva vidbinna chitata సంకల్ప ప్రభవాన్ కావాన్ సత్యా సర్వాన్ అతీత మనస్సైవ ఇంద్రగామం వినీయ వినీయమ్మ సమంత.
So this yoga process is, because
we have been entangled in this material world due to these uncontrolled senses. So the whole process of yoga in the Sangha, we have to control the senses and turn our face towards that actual spiritual happiness, then our life will be successful.
Manasya Indiagramam Jinya.
Mind and Indiagram and the whole range of the senses, that has to be controlled. Then we can gradually, if we practice, gradually we shall understand what is the real happiness and how to attain it.
Sarai Sarai Rupamade Buddha Dhriti Kriti Taya ఆత్మ సంస్థాన మన కృష్ణా నా కృషి నదీ
సరై సరై రూపమే బుద్ధ్యా ధృతి ధృతి గృహిత ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ థింకింగ్ ఫీలింగ్ విలింగ్ బై ఆల్ దిస్ అసిస్టెంట్ గాడ్ సరై సరై ఆల్ దిస్ think of control, defense,
ātma-sanskāra manakṛtya,
and just mind being fixed up in the ātma and the super soul, not thinking that we think that, then we do not think anything more. Just like this evening we are saying that Krishna says that Buddhasya maam anusmara. To go on fighting at the same time, be Krishna conscious.
Jato jato nischalati mana chanchalam astiram tatasato niyamma sidan atmani eva vasangnaya.
Now the practical practice of yoga, that mind is always disturbed. It is going sometimes this way, sometimes that way. So, we have to drag the mind only to Krishna consciousness. That is yoga practice. Real practice. Mind is going from here, from Krishna consciousness to so many, because that has been my practice. Since time immemorial, so many lives have passed in that way. Now I have taken a new life of my life. So, in the beginning, there will be difficulties, but the difficulties can be overcome. Here it is the suggestion.
Jato jato nischalati manas chanchalam asira.
Because mind is very much agitated, chanchalam, asira, not fixed. Therefore, it goes from one kind of thought to another kind of thought. Sometimes you might have a feeling that you are doing some work, all of a sudden you remember some 40 years before, or 30 years before, some years before, some incident took place, and you at once remember. All of, there is no cause, but you come. There is a subconscious state is there, and we are getting. That means the mind is always being agitated. Due to agitation, there are things which are stored in the subconscious state, they come up. Just like if you agitate a lake or a pond, all the mud from within it comes. But you have to settle down. Then the mud will settle down. So the yoga process is a process of settling down the mud.
Jato jato nischarati manas chanchalam asthiram tapasvata niyamma etad atmani eva vasanna.
Therefore there are so many rules and regulations. Practically, if you follow the rules and regulations, then this agitated mind will gradually be under my control. Therefore rules and regulations are request to respond, don't leave. Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch it in that way. Don't do it. There are so many don'ts and so many do's. So you have to follow them. Following that regularly, the mind is under control. These are the problems. Prashantamasam jinam jurina sukham uttamam upaiti shantaradasam brahma bhutam apalmatam. Prashantamasam jinam. When mind will be prashanta, prashanta means not being dragged to think anything more than Krishna. That is called prashanta. There is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. A devotee is aspired. Bhavantameva charam nirantaram prashantamistisu vato manantaram. Bhavantameva, the devotee is praying to the Lord, and the Lord, when I shall be 10%, 24 hours engaged in your service. Bhavantameva, only you, and nothing more. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram. Nirantaram is without cessation. I shall always be engaged in your service. And how? Prashanta nishti samanurathantaram. Because my mind is agitated. Therefore, I create so many mental concoctions. I think this will make me happy, this will make me happy. So many things I create. They are called manorakam. That's like, a man on the motor car goes anywhere, everywhere. Similarly, the mind is taking us everywhere, anywhere. Sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes here. So that can be stopped. As soon as I engage my mind in Krishna consciousness, then my mind will be naturally stopped for loitering either and this. So he prays, the Bhavantameva Charan Nirantara, where simply by being engaged 24 hours in your service, my mind will be stopped carrying me from here and there. Bhavantameva Charan Nirantaram Prashanta Nishri Samanona Tantram Sadahamaikam Tikamitra Tinta. When I shall be your eternal servitor, Sanatha-jeeva means one who has got a person behind him, his patron. A patron is there whenever there is some difficulty. The patron supports. Now we have no patron for getting our relationship with the Supreme Lord. We have no patron. We are thinking of this patron, that patron. A real patron is the Supreme Personality of God. Sridham Sarvabhutara, he is the real friend of every living entity. So we have to revive our friendship. Or revive our actual relationship. Just like Ujjuna is saying. Then these questions will be Prashantamanasangina Yoginam Sukamuttamam Upaiti Shantaragatam Brahma Bhutam Atalmatam. Now, by attainment of that perfect state of Krishna consciousness, then the Upaiti Shanta Rajasam, that we are educated due to this pattern, force of fact. Now, by practice of this yoga, the Krishna consciousness, this passionate hankering will be stopped. Passionate hankering is Shanta Rajasam, Brahma Bhutam Patalmatam. They will become Aham Brahmasmi as the Sukh family. So, that not be called Patalmatam. Without any deviation, without any mistake, we can be firmly situated in our transcendental being. Thank you. Any questions?